Good evening, people of God, and welcome to the Monday night teaching on empowerment. Amen. Glory to God. I do thank you all for joining in on tonight as we will go in and we will tackle the topic of breaking demonic strongholds. Glory to God. I'm also logging in on tonight to Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. So if you're able to join us by way of Spreaker, please do so. Glory to God as we go in on tonight and learn about breaking spiritual strongholds. Glory to God. We all know that all believers are in a war with their adversary who is the devil, and according to 1 Peter 5:8. And all his spiritual forces, which dispatches assigned to wreak havoc in the lives of believers, glory to God. The scripture says that we wrestle not against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 6:12. We are well aware of the evil characteristics of Satan, that he kills, he steals, and he destroys, in accordance to the book of John 10:10. But beyond his routine harassment, temptations to hit and run attack, the devil forces his territory to establish long-term strongholds in which they may begin to wreak dominion in the lives of the people of God. Satanic forces search for people, they search for cities, they search for nations in which they are not resisted and where they may flourish. Strongholds could be demonic possessions, but can also merely be a strong influence or a grip, which is a persistent opposition or obsession, a hindrance, or a harassment. Believers cannot be demon-possessed, but many Christians are often victims of what is known as demonic strongholds. As we attempt to go into this study, the Lord was beginning to deal with me concerning this study, and he was saying that it's critical that we get to the root of the problem. The devil's primary strategy is to disguise his activities so that it appears that someone or something or someone else is to blame. He wants us to get our attention on his surrogates, his instruments, those that hinder and wrestle with him, so that our battle will be directed against the symptom instead of the real force. We all know that a decongestant will help to relieve a stuffy nose, but it will not cure a cold. Likewise, you can be fighting with the symptoms of the devil, but you will not end the problem until you deal with the source and bind the strong man. Remember that when Peter resisted Jesus' decision to return to Jerusalem, knowing that he would be crucified there, Jesus did not rebuke Peter, but turned to Peter and rebuked Satan, "Get behind me," in accordance to Matthew 16:23. Peter wasn't demon-possessed and probably didn't intend to be offended. However, the devil inspired Peter's statement, and Jesus went after the real source. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what we've got to do. We've got to go after the real source. It's time out that we stop playing with the symptoms, but deal with the culprit of the symptoms. Peter said that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with spiritual adversaries, according to Ephesians 6:12. How important it is that we understand what the real root of the problem is. Who is our real enemy? It is, in fact, Satan himself, and not flesh and blood, not our brothers or our sisters in Christ, not our family, not our children, not even our spouses, not our employers, not even the government. The true adversary is, in fact, Satan himself. It's time that we bind the strong man. One time after Jesus had cast out a devil and healed a deaf and a mute boy, Jesus explained that in order to overturn the works and the activity of the devil, we must first bind him. According to Matthew 12:29, the Bible tells us that, "Or else how can you enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless we first bind the strong man, and then he will plunder the house." In order to neutralize the devil's works, we must go and deal directly with the source and bind up the source, glory to God, so that the enemy can no longer come in and infiltrate. Then we'll be able to take back what he's stolen from us and bring a halt to his actions, glory to God. We've preached many times messages about the strongholds. First, we've got to understand what a stronghold is. A stronghold is a demonic kingdom that becomes established on the inside of someone. When that stronghold begins to develop a kingdom on the inside of us, it divides itself against the kingdom of God that is already established in the life of a believer, glory to God. And as the kingdom unfolds, it will begin to build up walls on the inside of the believer. But God wants us to know that we have the authority over the devil, glory to God. All Christians must be aware that God has equipped them to overcome Satan's power. The Apostle Paul said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, of a fleshly nature, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. You may recall the time when the 70 disciples returned to the Lord rejoicing about the results of their ministry. They remarked, "Lord, even the demons are subject to your name," according to Luke 10 and 17. Demons are subject to the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. So when you begin to deal with demonic spirits, demonic strongholds that begin to establish themselves in the lives of the believer, you first must know and realize who you are in Christ and the power and the authority that he has given unto you, that you have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, that you have all the power over the enemy, and that by nothing by any means shall hurt you or harm you. But you first got to understand that you've got to know that your relationship with God is intact. When you begin to tackle and to go into the enemy's camp to break demonic strongholds and fortresses that have been put up and established, you must know who you are in Jesus Christ. When you look at the sons of Sceva, even in the book of Acts, they said, "Paul and Silas, I know, but who are you?" Glory to God. They will begin to challenge your authority. They will begin to challenge who you are in Jesus Christ. They will begin to wage war against you even on a whole different level. And basically, they will be asking you, "Who are you?" Glory to God. So when you go into the enemy's tent to break down those demonic strongholds, to dismantle the kingdoms of darkness that try to establish themselves in your life, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know the power that has been invested in you. One thing that you will learn when you begin to deal with spiritual warfare is that you've got to understand who God created you to be. There are seven things that I want to just basically touch on, even really before I get so much into demolishing the strongholds, because if you do not realize the things that the enemy wants to build up a fortress to dismantle in your life, you will never walk in that place of victory. One thing that the enemy always will want to take from you is your dignity. God created us with a need for dignity. In the book of Genesis 1, 26 and 27, the Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. That's you and that's me. The dignity of being made in the image of God elevates us above all other forms of life and creation. Human dignity encompasses our sense of honor, our self-respect, and our self-distinctiveness. Because we are made in God's image, Satan wants to assault for dignity, glory to God. He wants to make you feel and think that you are not made in the image and in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. He wants to take away the image that man was created in so that he can infiltrate an image of defeat. He can infiltrate in you a spirit that would make you feel that you are beneath the means of God. Hallelujah. But he wants us to feel that our temple is not a place where the Spirit of God resides. So first of all, you've got to capture your dignity in the realm of the Spirit. Satan assaults our dignity. This is even more the case in followers of Jesus Christ, because we are the temple where the Spirit of God lives, and our members are yielded to the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Also, we've been given the responsibility in the name of Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. Glory to God. Didn't say that we were going to drive out demons in our name, but it said we were going to drive out demons in his name. They will speak in new tongues. Dignity is critical when it comes to demolishing demonic strongholds. Glory to God. You see, dignity is often eroded in families who use guilt as a motivator, oh God, to control behavior. Phrases such as, you didn't come to see me yesterday because I'm not important to you, or if you loved me, glory to God, you would not have done this thing to me. See how the enemy will come in to take your dignity from you and infiltrate guilt and shame, glory to God. The loss of the development of our own unique identity is lost, hallelujah, if we do not operate in a spirit of dignity. Hallelujah. The next thing that the enemy will try to do is he will try to take away from you the fact that God created us with a need of spiritual authority. In the book of Genesis 1 and 26, the Bible says, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over the earth, and over the creatures that move along the ground. Understanding the role and purpose of authority can have a dramatic effect in the life of a believer. Authority is the power of position. Glory to God. It is the biblical responsibility to include or exclude, to commend or to correct. Glory to God. God tells us through his servant Paul in the book of Romans, chapter number 13, verses 1 and 2, that it is he who places all people in authority. The authority that exists have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against authority is rebelling against God and the institution, the governmental institution of God. So when we begin to look at these things, hallelujah, and we begin to go to the Father in the authority that he has given unto us, first we have to understand, are we submitted to our earthly authority? Glory to God. Satan used a misunderstanding. He uses a misunderstanding of the biblical importance of authority to bring trouble in the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. Some demonic strongholds that are there are a result of our disobedience to even our earthly authority that God has placed over us. Are we positioned correctly in the body of Christ that we can go into the enemy's camp and tear down those demonic fortresses that have been built up? Hallelujah. This means that we should intentionally limit our choices of actions and decisions that are contrary to authority that God has placed and he has given unto us. Blessings and provisions. Hallelujah. God created us with a need for blessing and provision. According to Genesis 1, 28 and 29, God blessed them and he said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. God said, I have given every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, that will be yours for food. Glory to God. God's character is behind blessing and provision. His name is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. This alone is a critical key for you to understand the importance of trusting him. Hallelujah. That he is the ultimate provider, that he is the ultimate source, that he desires to bless you as well as to provide for you. Glory to God. I'm building a foundation here, hallelujah, because you see, without a foundation, you can receive a teaching, and the teaching will fall through because there is no sound foundation to build from, hallelujah. And we see right here that you find that once you begin to come into the alignment of God, strongholds will automatically begin to be broken off of your life, hallelujah. God created us with a need for security. Hallelujah. Genesis 2, 8 and 9, it says, now the Lord has planted a garden in the east, in the garden in Eden. And there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Security may be defined as the condition in which you have confidence that you will experience protection as well as relational warmth from God. Spirits of fear and insecurity and rejection oppress those who have grown up in homes where there have been addictive and compulsive behavior. Glory to God. And there is no feeling of security. The environment do not feel safe. And these things become conducive for demonic fortresses to build themselves in a home where the love of God is not felt. Hallelujah. You see, we're going somewhere with this on this evening. Purpose and meaning, hallelujah, is also critical when it comes to the things of God. God created us with a need of a purpose and a need to feel that we have a meaningful life. The Lord spoke and he took man and he put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it, according to Genesis 2 and 15. God is saying, I have a need of you. You see, when a demonic kingdom is established within you, it will cause you to feel that God does not have need of you. It will cause you to feel that God cannot use you. When a demonic kingdom is built on the inside of you, it will cause you to feel that you are never good enough to propel and to move forward in God. God created us with a need for freedom as well as a boundary, hallelujah. You see, when demonic kingdoms are established, many will come to feel that they can do whatever they choose to do, whenever they choose to do it. They feel that they just wallow out because it's not them, but it is a spirit, it is a kingdom that is reproducing it. Oh God, it's a kingdom that is reproducing itself on the inside of you. But God created us with a need, hallelujah, to be free, glory to God. In Genesis 2 and 16, and the Lord commanded the man, he said, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. But look right here, there is a boundary. It goes on and it says, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You see, a lot of times, our misunderstanding of what true freedom is with a boundary will limit us because the enemy will try to infiltrate a thought. You see, demonic kingdoms are established with a thought that someone is trying to hold you back or someone is trying to cause you not to get to where God wants you to be at. But God said, look, that's what Adam and Eve thought in the garden. When God gave them that command, he said, you are free to eat from any tree that is here except this one, glory to God. And you see, the serpent came in and began to infiltrate and develop and began to plant a seed that was going to develop a kingdom in Eve, that if she ate from this tree, that she would be equivalent to God. Hallelujah. You see, we have to understand here, people of God, that Satan is a strategist, and he developed these kingdoms, and he based all of legality. What he do, he based it off of what his legal right is in the life of a believer, glory to God. So we've got to come to know and understand and have a strong foundation in God and godly principles, hallelujah, prophetic principles, apostolic principles that will build, that will be able to detect why these things have a rulership in our life, glory to God. You see, if we never understand why these things are prevalent and we never get to the root of them, they will continue to build in our life. They will develop a fortress in our life. They will develop a stronghold in our life, glory to God. But you see, God is saying even right here, he says, he created us to be intimate, to love, and to have companionship with him. Glory to God. You see, when you begin to love on God and you know him as God, you know him as Lord, you know Jesus as Lord, hallelujah, because his Holy Spirit is activated on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will begin to tell you when these things that the enemy is trying to do in you are not lining up with God. Hallelujah. He will begin to quicken your spirit. Glory to God. You see, when you get to the point where you are ready to tear down these spiritual strongholds, you've got to first of all understand, people of God, that we don't wage war the way that the world wage war. The world will wage war by arguments. The world will wage war by fussing and fighting. The world will wage war by guns and knives and javelins and all those things. But we, as the children of God, do not wage war that way. Hallelujah. You first got to be able to recognize these spiritual strongholds, those unevangelized areas of our lives, or those areas that are not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I gave you those seven things that the Lord said is so important to our foundational building, so that we will be able to build and tear down those places in our lives that don't bring glory and honor to God. Our unbelief, our belief system, wrong judgment of things, hallelujah, the houses of our thoughts, that the very mind, the place where a thought is conceived and will begin to develop and grow. Oh, God, he's trying to help us on tonight. If the enemy can cause a thought begin to grow, it will develop a stronghold in your life. God is trying to tear down the strongholds of the mind. He's trying to tear down those places where the enemy has come in and begin to infiltrate, where he causes the people of God to walk in under a spirit of deception. Glory to God. You see, the enemy will try to make you think that dishonor is actually honor. Hallelujah. Because it has developed a stronghold in your life. Hallelujah. And unless you are able to identify that this thing is a fortress that is waging war within me, glory to God, the enemy will begin to have a leverage in your life. The houses of our thought, glory to God. Common strongholds would be pride, believing in yourself, in the power of yourself, versus believing in the true and the living God. That we don't need God. We begin to worship idols. We begin to put other things in front of God. Those things are all linked with pride, and they become a fortress in our life that develops strongholds. Hallelujah. Shame is another common stronghold. Believing that you are irrelevant to God. Now that you've done a thing, you've committed a spiritual awe against God. Now the enemy try to make you become shamed, and you tuck away, and you begin to just wallow in a place versus just repenting and coming back to God. Fear. False evidence that appear real is a big stronghold that's in the lives of the people of God, where you are afraid to move forward in God, or you are afraid of what people are going to think about you, or you are afraid to allow God to use you for his glory. Hallelujah. And then, of course, there is that strong man of rejection that many in the body of Christ is battling with, even as I'm speaking on this line on tonight. I feel by the power of the Holy Ghost that there are many out there that are battling with a spirit of rejection because someone else can't see the giftings and the talents and the abilities that God has placed on the inside of you. Now it has developed a stronghold of rejection, and you feel that everybody is against you. Hallelujah. Many have been rejected from the womb. Glory to God. They were rejected from the moment of conception. They were rejected even before they were conceived in their mother's womb. Glory to God. And that seed began to grow, and it developed a fortress, a stronghold in the lives of the people of God. God said, I'm tearing down these demonic fortresses that have been built in your life so that you can propel, so that you can advance, so that you can move forward in the things of God. Then many battle with the spirit of anger. They are so mad because of things that did not go their way, or they're mad or upset because of how they've been treated. Glory to God. Anger begin to come in. And if that fortress of anger is not dealt with, it will develop bitterness and hatred. God is saying, on today, I'm tearing down these demonic strongholds, these kingdoms that have been established on the inside of you. Glory to God. Then comes in the spirit of depression. Oh, God. You see, many are saddened Their spirits have become overwhelmed due to the spirit of heaviness that has become their portion. Glory to God. The cares of life have become too overwhelming to the point where now I am in under a spirit of depression. Oh, God. You see, my spirit man is sad. Glory to God, because of how life has turned out for many. Many become depressed, glory to God, for one reason or the other. And that fortress began to be a stronghold, and these things began to hinder you. These things began to hold you bound. And now that the mental institutions, glory to God, is full of people, my God, that have become depressed because no one understood and could not minister to the point where they needed ministering in their lives. Hallelujah. That's why deliverance is so important in the body of Christ. It is a ministry that many neglect because they're not able to go into the spirit realm and deal with the root issues and the root causes of the people of God. And because of that, the churches now are filled with many hurting and depressed people because they fail to have their spirit man minister to. Anybody can minister to your flesh. Anybody can type you up to want to jump around and dance around and all of that. But at the end of the day, is your spirit man free? Are you free in your mind where you can worship God? Hallelujah. Are you free in your mind where you can give God praise? Is your soul in a right place with God? Is your spirit man vexed? And you may not even know why. It could very well be that a stronghold or a demonic kingdom has begun to establish itself on the inside of you. Another stronghold may be the fact that you don't believe that these spiritual things even exist. First of all, that's a stronghold right there. More than likely, hallelujah, when that is the case, it's hard. That the spirit of unbelief is hard to be able to demolish a system that is built in your mindset unless you deal with the fact that it's a demonic kingdom that is there. So you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Glory to God. Then there is self-pity that comes in when you make yourself the center of attention, and you just throw a pity party about how you find yourself, where you find yourself positioned in life. But I want to encourage somebody that's even listening by way of airwave that God wants to change your self-pity into a spirit of rejoicing. Hallelujah. God is saying that it's time that we stop feeling sorry for ourselves and get up. He said, faith without works is dead. So if you're going to demolish these strongholds in your life, if these things are going to be recognized and broken, hallelujah, you've got to walk by faith. You've got to pick up your bed and begin to walk. Hallelujah. You've got to let the devil know that you're not going to have your way in my life. I take back the authority for my life even now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you will not be ruler over my life. You will not be Lord. Hallelujah. Because I serve the true and the living God, the resurrected Savior, the one who died, bled, and died on the cross, got up on the third day with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. So when he got up, he had all authority to break the demonic strongholds that he knew that would try to wreck themselves in your life as a child that will come back after him, the sons and the daughters that God is now raising up. Hallelujah. Strongholds will keep you from knowing Jesus. Oh, Sheba Sandaya. He really is, and keep you from knowing who you really are. Hallelujah. Do we know him as Lord? Do we acknowledge him above all things? Do we put him first? Glory to God. So as we begin to look at these things, God is doing a work even with what has been released by way of this airwave on this evening. He says, I'm tearing down those things that hinder you from propelling forward in God. Oh, Shabbat, Sekande, Oh, God, I thank you on tonight for what you're doing, even by way of this airwaves, that you are demolishing strongholds, glory to God, that you're tearing down those demonic altars and kingdoms that have been resurrected in our lives. Father, we just glorify you and praise your name for what you are yet to do, for eyes haven't seen, neither have ears heard, and haven't even entered into the heart of man yet the great things that the Almighty God have in store for you. Join me right back here on next Monday same time, same place, 6:30, glory to God, as we continue the teaching on demolishing strongholds, knowing that you are already victorious. Until then, be blessed.